Welcome to another Aftermath episode of The Horrible Show Live, where we keep the microphones going after the show is over and talk with our chat audience and see where the conversation goes.
Aftermath. Ethan, are you going to hang out with Aftermath, or how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out for a while.
All right.
Absolutely.
Chat, yeah, we're going to hang out for a bit here before we jump into.
Well, you might jump into it. I don't know.
Jump into some aliens, colonial marines. But
take a shit into my computer.
There's a lot of chatter about bad games that you have played or bad games you still love. So if you've got any questions for Josh, Ethan, or myself, now's the time to ask and we'll hit them up. The thing that kind of stood out to me, or do you have something, Josh? Do you have anything?
There were just like a lot of like really sweet game name drops in there, and I want to mention two of them.
All right.
I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly who started some of these, but you guys were talking about Global Operations, the PC game. I fucking loved that game. It was awesome. It was really a Counter-Strike clone, but it did two things really, really well. One, that was the first game I remember that had a ridiculous amount of weapon attachments. And you could take like an M4 carbine and you could put like a giant scope on it, a huge silencer, and like a dual drum magazine on it. And it was very phallic. And also, when you would go to defuse a bomb, you'd have to cut one of the three wires. You'd have to pick like which one you're going to cut. And if you had like a special kit, I think it would highlight which one was the right one. But if you didn't, you just were like, went up there and like,
as looking this one up.
Then you got to be like, which one? You got to guess. And if you guess wrong, boom. That was awesome. Also, Project Overkill, PS1, really good. I think that was Mr. Moses.
Oh yeah,
the other brother. I saw someone say that.
Maximum Force. Was Max Force? What was I thinking of?
What? Oh wait, the beat 'em up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. That was
okay. Was it good though? Yeah.
There was another one. Shit. It was a big like environmental destruction type of game. Shit, I think it's an Interplay. Oh, I'm making up words now, so never mind. One thing I wanted to address from chat earlier.
What are you trying to find?
There was some game that all it was about was environmental destruction.
Not State of Emergency.
No, that game is bad, but I played that way too much. Should have brought that one up. Jesus. Can they do another State of Emergency? Because I want to beat up people.
Oh, that's Body Harvest, Matthew. Oh, sorry.
The Body Harvest wasn't bad. Don't ever say that.
Oh, yeah.
Score wasn't bad either.
Giant Bugs, EDF, Earth Defense Force.
Best bad game.
Bad games. Loved them.
Yeah.
Did you know where I was going with it?
Yeah, but I cannot remember. I know what you're talking about.
I think it's like Shiny or Interplay made it, and...
Like City? You're in a city or something? Like,
no. This is like a very weird...
What's the view? Give me
third
anything.
Person. It's third person. You.
What are you? A truck or a car?
You have like four characters.
Choices.
You have four
yeah.
characters to choose from.
Zebra.
I think it's like a. Might be like
an animal.
I want to say maybe they went on to do mercenaries. What did those guys do before?
Freedom Fighters.
No, that's IO.
That was.
I
good.
Love that game.
I love
that game's
that
not.
That was a good
that
game.
Awesome.
That was a really good game.
Hey, you know what was bad though? Turning Point, which is similar to Freedom Fighters. You have like.
Oh,
the
Point
Nazis
was a
like
a,
invading. You're like a construction worker on a high rise building, and like these like Nazis invade, and
you know what?
Have to fight them.
You know what game disappointed the hell out of me was Legendary.
Oh shit, that was so bad. Now that
I
one, I don't know anyone
that
liked that. I saw a kid get it once, and he cried.
Yeah, it's like MDK and Giants, but that's not it.
God damn it.
I rented that game. It was awful. Ugh.
Something Force? Not Maximum Force.
No, Maximum Force are things that beat him up.
Right. Yeah. It's like that, but with like big, ridiculous weapons that blew shit up.
What were you destroying?
Just like enemies and bases and...
Bases?
Like, it's kind of like...
As a dude, you're destroying a base?
Yeah.
Like with a
club?
A
robot?
With a fist?
No, it's like four... God damn it. It's a lot like Maximum Force with like bigger, ridiculous, over-the-top weaponry.
You're not like gigantic. You're not like a king of the monsters.
No,
you're not that big.
No, you're a soldier.
You're just a dude. But how are you like destroying like buildings and shit?
Like you have like airstrike type weapons, but they're like kind of when I say Interplay, I think like Earthworm Jim, like they're kind of silly too. Like there was like a shark gun.
Oh,
shark
whoa.
Oh,
shit.
You don't talk about.
Yes, I do. This was like Xbox One era.
Shark gun.
Like Xbox One, like around launch era, right?
Yeah, but it was also on PC. I played it on PC.
Yes, yes.
Armed and Dangerous.
Yes!
Thank you! We've done it!
Yes!
We have done it!
That's it. God damn.
Oh, it feels so much better.
Woo!
I Googled shark gun because it was on the tip of my tongue.
God damn. That was first person, though, I thought. Or over the shoulder, maybe.
It's third person.
It wasn't like, I was thinking like a beat-em-up view. Like the third 3D beat-em-up
no,
view.
No, like, yeah.
Because when you see Maximum Force, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, brute force? When you say Maximum Force? Because
yes.
I think Maximum
yes.
Force was brute a, was force. Like an isometric beat 'em up game.
Yes, we have we have answered all of my questions.
Yeah.
The question from chat that I want to answer from earlier is, should we be able to return digital download games? I've never been a big returner, except for I used to pawn shop my games as a, like junior high-ish, high school, early high school. I would pawn shop or garage sale. That's how I got rid of my games. I was never big on, like, buy the game at the store, go home and play it, and don't like it, and try to return it. Like, that's never been... Like, I accept my fate. I've made a bad decision.
You wouldn't do that with a movie, right?
Yeah.
Is it the price point that's the issue?
I think it's just digital goods in general.
I mean, what is it about games that make us go like, I don't like this thing? Like, well, you don't like a CD or don't like a movie. Like, I don't know anybody that returns those. They're just like, it sucks. But a game at $60, and I'm not talking about, I would never think about it for $10.
This should be an issue next gen.
Yeah.
Buying full price games.
But no one takes returns now.
Right.
Like, not here. And, yeah. So if a game is broken, if it literally doesn't work when you buy it, then you should be able to return it because, I mean, and I know some countries have laws that say they have to take it back. But if it's just like, oh man, it wasn't, you know, I don't like this. Well, shit. You should have waited for the reviews or watched some video. Because like now there's no reason to not educate yourself on a game first.
But I've always said that. But we've had that ability.
No, but not always. Oh, there were a time where you had to like, I mean, now it's free. You know, like there's a time where you like you had to buy a magazine or something like that. And not every game was covered.
Coops in chat talking about Green Man Gaming lets you trade in some games. And I know.
Yeah, but not that many.
Okay. Go ahead, Ethan.
None of the big ones. Yeah. None of the ones.
I was just going to say, I mean.
They're expensive.
And maybe people will think this is anti-consumerist. I know that's a word that's been going around a lot. But again, you're right. Like, with all the information we have, you could literally see the whole game played out in front of you. The whole entire game. You can know everything about it.
No, you can't.
If you still can't decide whether or not you want that game, then you probably don't want that game and you should avoid it. But if you look at like a 15-minute, you know, little
if you watch the Let's Play,
like, holy shit,
and then buy it and don't like it, you're an idiot.
If you come to our website and we will play a lot of a game and you can watch us do it.
I will say though, I worry about people passing judgment on Metal Gear Rising after watching me play it because I didn't do a good job.
You know what though? I tried to point that out.
But you didn't do a good job because he pointed it out way too prematurely. I think you would have done a better job, but you didn't have a very good support system.
Wait, how many times did I tell him to parry?
I didn't know how.
I would try to be nice about it. Like, maybe just try the parry.
But I tried to tell you that I didn't know how. So telling me to parry doesn't help me.
Well, it's if you stop. Okay. I don't have the controller in my hand.
I realized I had made the mistake of skipping through the parry tutorial.
Oh, ghost him. Gotta ghost him. Gotta reach around.
Yeah,
like Swayze
thinks about.
Into me more.
So,
it's not like I knew and I was holding back on you. We need to figure this out.
Does anybody know how the Green Man Gaming, and I know this is probably completely different, but Steam's starting to offer like game trades too. Is that right?
No, not the stuff you've already...
They're being sued by Germany about it.
Okay.
Or a German group, yeah.
Yeah, so what you do is, I think, and certain games, I think it's games that use like whatever, I think they have a program. So like you run it through that. So like a Steam could do it or an Origin could do it, you know, where because like they could take away the game and give it to someone else. But I mean, which is cool, I guess. Sure, like sure. Hey, I'll trade you know this for that. I mean, I don't see trades. Sure, it's a different issue than returns. I don't think if the ability is there, like with a Steam, like if they have I mean, I know it's not just like flip a switch, but they do the work and the infrastructure and actually make it possible to do trades for like any of your stuff. why not, right? I mean, it's your own fault. Like, you know, you have to agree to it, and you have to, like, they have to make it airtight on the legal side. But it's like, hey, if I'm like, hey, I want to trade you, you know, Skyrim for Hotline Miami, and like, well, someone got a good deal.
I've just always been the type, like,
money-wise,
I only do refunds for things that are broken or not as advertised. As far as, like, I thought the thing was supposed to do this, and it doesn't. But as far as, like, a quality, a qualitative type of, like, especially an entertainment object, if I just don't like it, yeah, my first reaction is, well, this is my fault for, you know, for taking the risk here.
Well, there's and with games, there's just too much of an opportunity. I mean, you can go rent games. You don't need to buy games. So if you want to rent a game and then return it, just rent a game from Gamefly. If you want to make the purchase, you're saying, hey, I want to own this game for the rest of my life. Or, you know, until, you know, something goofy happens. But to me, where is the level of, well, oh, I have it for a day, I beat the game, and then I send it back and say, oh, well, I didn't like the game. But you beat the game. I mean, so you almost have to, you know,
play it
integrate
again.
All this, like, kind of stuff with it, you know?
It's not like it stopped working after you beat it, though. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. I feel like people would take advantage of that. I know corporations make so much money.
It wasn't that long ago that you could do that at some stores. They would, like, beat it and take it back to even, like, EB Games or GameStop, like, used to do that. And so they could, like, oh, go beat it and return it or whatever. And you know, and that, and, people don't do that so much now. I mean, they'll trade it in now. They'll just, like, do the, you know, get less out, let's get credit now. But there was a time where you're just like, oh, I'm going to return this. It sucks. Because they just, like, hurry up and beat it real quick. But that's just dumb. That's just stupid. Like, you can't, that's like, I mean, at some point we're gonna have to put, like, on the back of the box, like, this is how long the average person takes to beat the game, and so, like, I mean, and I do get that some games, like, yeah, you go, like, well, this game was 4 hours and there's no multiplayer and there's no new game plus and I have no reason to play it again because, like, it was really all about plot twists and whatnot, and then you go, well, shit, that probably wasn't worth $60 to be like that. The value proposition thing is a totally different subject, and you can't, and that's like. You know, you're not going to return something because of that. It's like, well, shit, that shouldn't have. I mean, the thing should have been $40 or something, you know? Like, but,
yeah.
I don't know. That's, returning games is weird. Trading games?
Whale.
Makes sense. Trading makes sense.
How do you feel about trading digital? How should that work?
It's really simple. Like Steam, you would go initiate a trade and you would put something in your, just like, a game like a Diablo or any MMO or whatever. I put my thing in my window, you put thing in yours, then we both have to say okay to it. And if anybody makes a change, if I say okay before you say okay, and then you make a change, I'm not okay with it anymore. It just automatically unchecks yours.
And then that game is no longer available to you.
Yes, and it's done. It's a done transaction. It's a done deal. There's no money involved. Don't
so
let
you
people
have to get
buy
Diablo
games from someone.
To
just make it a trade.
So you have to get Diablo to trade games.
Yeah, that's okay. It. Yeah.
You have to, yeah, you have
real
to go
money
to
auction
the real auction house. Yeah, yeah. That's a slippery slope. I don't know.
I'm glad that Matthew in chat agreed with me. Like, I was ready to get behind a blanket statement as far as, like, that PlayStation 1 era, but Josh, you went a little larger with your blanket era. But I was just ready to say, like, basically all sports games of that era can be thrown out.
Oh, yeah.
Because
pretty much.
Because one of the games I was going to mention was, like, what I tried to play with my friends is they tried to get me to play the polygonal Maddens. Now, play me Madden 94, I'm a happy camper, but, like...
Or skip ahead to, like, you know...
The polygonal sports games I was playing was fucking NFL Blitz because I knew it was dumb and it was fucking fun. But the games that try to take themselves a little bit too seriously or trying to do Sims of that era, like, you can't get the physics right.
Nope.
This won't happen. Just make it an arcade game until I feel now we have the power to do Sims. Yeah. But it's been a long. I mean, it was until NFL 2K5 where I was like, okay, all right, now
it's
you're
a
on
dark
something.
Period.
It was. I mean, it's like a 10-year gap for me.
Okay, here's something
that's
probably
the darkest period in history.
Yeah,
actually.
I think so.
Yeah, probably so. I have one more thing to bring up. We didn't bring it up on the show, and I'm really sorry about this. What about wrestling games from that era? Because there's a lot of love that goes around. A lot of love that goes around for, you know.
Yeah. I still have fun with WrestleMania 2000.
World Tour and stuff, you know.
WrestleMania 2000. I'll play that fucking game. It's got solid mechanics, man. Like, okay, it looks like shit.
Right, everyone looks
and
like Michelin Man.
I don't know why I was so excited about No Mercy so I could like do really custom intros and see those intros when how, I mean, especially in Nintendo 64 when they're like trying to find ways to compress the video intros onto their cartridges.
Not good.
And it was really fun for me to not really understand what that meant.
Right.
Like, it's like, it's like, well, you know, the PlayStation games are getting, they're getting like intro videos at 320 by 240 or whatever. But, and they're like compressing those even further. And like, basically, we didn't get video intros.
That's like before we had Bink.
We got,
right?
We got animated GIF intros.
Yeah. Yes. Like, yeah. With like 8 colors, maybe 16 if we're lucky.
But it was awesome at the time. That, so the presentation layer of those wrestling games suck, but I still think that the, Is it Aki?
That
wrestling mechanic system still holds. I think that's fucking timeless.
Yep. When did Yuke's get into that business?
I think was Yuke's the SmackDown? Is that when they showed
up? Is that
up?
What it was?
I think they were.
Did they do the Fire Pro stuff before that then?
Was it I then? Don't. I never really follow the Fire Pro stuff to know enough. It's funny looking back at that generation because I have very we all have very like monumental transitional moments. Like it's Super Mario 64, the intro, first time I'm really witnessing a glorious 3D game or glorious polygonal game. Still stands up in my memory, but like the rest of that generation, it's rocky, man, and it was a lot of I love this game. I'm gonna overlook like these aspects of it, but this stuff's pretty cool. But like looking back on it, you don't have the tolerance for any of that. Mm-hmm. And it was just, that's what we had to do. And I feel like watching the industry explode since has been because we were making excuses for a lot of the things that we knew better. It was just what we had to play. But, and now people don't have to make those excuses anymore. Like they're just, the games are fun out of the box. Much like I feel like they were like in that, the 8-bit, 16-bit era when they kind of really got where they maximized that platform. Mm-hmm. But like these transition years, I think, we'll look back and they're a little bit darker than we want to give them credit for. And I feel like this conversation really ruined a lot of years for me.
It's like the bubonic plague of video games.
I don't like talking to Josh Lee, is what I'm trying to say.
That's why everybody was a goth back then, I guess, because their video games weren't good. Had nothing to do with divorced parents. It was, no, my video games aren't good enough. In 10 years, I'm going to look back and hate my life. Why aren't people goths now, then, I guess? Maybe that's the thing. Like, if we didn't know any better back then, we should have been, like, wearing bright-colored clothing.
I went grunge because of bad games. I went out and bought my first flannel after I played Rise of the Robots.
I'm posing this question to...
Did you tie it around your waist?
Where else would I put it?
Hey, makes a clever name 3000 makes another good point, because Def Jam Fight for New York is one of my favorite fighting games, and I forgot that they went on to do that.
What are they doing today? Or are they done? What happened?
Didn't they get roped into WWE All-Stars? Or was that... I gotta look that up.
I don't know.
Or was it just inspired by their engine? But I wonder if Def Jam Fight for New York holds up, because I had a fucking blast with that game. That game was... I forgot that was the evolution of my wrestling games with rap stars. And my custom rap star, which I wonder what that guy actually was now. I don't remember, like...
Oh, what was his name?
Can we go back and make Mr. Dave and Def Jam Fight for New York?
That's what it's missing?
Choking up my water. Oh, God.
But now, the elephant in the room I want to talk about, Josh. You've played a little bit of Aliens Colonial Marines.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I have.
And we've said before, I think on the pre-show, that we're quite proud of how the internet has handled this this release.
Yes.
So, you know, I guess I've gone I was worried about this release last week.
Are you about to say you're going platinum there?
No, I've gone past. Okay. Well.
Gone platinum, dude.
Listen,
platinum?
I guess I went platinum for this game.
You just went platinum.
I don't know what that means.
Whoa,
dude.
I don't either. That's why I'm like, I think he was about to say
I think
that.
Platinum should have made this game. No. So I was worried about it last week. and kind of gave up on it the day before the reviews came out. It was just like, okay, we haven't heard shit. Like, it's just, this ain't gonna happen, man.
They've been showing it though. I've seen it like in action before. Like, they showed it off like a week ago, I think, with IGN.
And then initial reviews came out, and the internet kind of exploded. And so where's your head out? Tonight was all about how to make bad games fun, and we're about to play some 4-player co-op on the hardest difficulty. Yeah. Ultimate badass, excuse me.
Well,
you idiot.
That's pretty telling. Okay, so I haven't played enough of the game to really form the stamp. You know, I'm not putting the stamp on it. What I can tell you is it's not great. There's no way this gets great, because I have seen just enough of someone else playing it. Of some of those other parts. But what I don't know is how low it goes.
Mm.
But as of right now, just, a couple missions in. And having played that section over and over again several times, doing some testing. don't play this game on anything but the hardest difficulty level, or it will most likely remove all tension. The AI is really bad, and not only it's like your teammate's AI is really bad, the enemy AI is really bad. The don't look at any of the textures up close, or you'll see how bad those are. The writing is atrocious. It is some of the worst video game writing I have experienced in a long time.
No shit.
It's bad. It's
actual writers came on, like, supposedly to is that not kind of like the one of the?
But it's okay. You know, it's okay because bullet it's points? Canon.
It's just constantly awful. It's like the voice actors phoned their shit in, and the lines. Like, I mean, you can't blame them because the lines were just awful. It's just play with it. Yeah, Coop in the chat. Play with blindfold.
No, I don't have enough to go on yet, but this game is shit. But I don't know, I have enough to go on quite yet. But here, you're very diplomatic. You should be the president of the United States.
However, let me do my however.
He's got to do his however because he's trying to convince me to play a couple hours with him tonight.
Yeah, so, okay, so, so.
I saw someone play 15 minutes.
Yeah. But, if you grew up really loving Aliens, you're going to like some stuff about this. First of all,
you're gonna like the alien models.
First of all, this is the
state of the aliens address.
The pulse rifle feels pretty good.
That's important. Do not underestimate
it. It when you shoot it, it sounds exactly like it did in the movie. Now it only has a 40 round magazine.
Wait. It sounds exactly like in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell did they do that? There must be some technology behind that.
But it
a good sounding so pulse rifle.
They fucking put in. They call it the Mark II, and it says that it's they made this one. It doesn't have as big of a magazine, but it hits harder. It's 40 round magazine. It's the same fucking gun from the movies, but it's got a 40 round. I'm like, what the fuck? You go look at the videos from a year ago. That gun had the full 100 round magazine.
So we're chatting about this.
They fucking did that for gameplay reasons, I think. And you know why? Because they had to slow the aliens down. Because the aliens if they just made the alien with their crappy AI, if they just had the aliens just run straight at you at full speed, which you know once they got a line of sight on you, they're gonna do, right? I mean, or they're gonna retreat, but they're probably just gonna, they're gonna pounce. If they did that, the average person would never live. Because if you remember from the movies,
that's okay.
Everyone died. No one lived. Yeah. So, you know, the Marines were fucked. We thought they were badasses.
Isn't that the ultimate problem with making an Aliens game?
Yeah, yeah. So you get how do we shoot? We gotta slow them down. Well, if you slow them down, but your dude never has to reload. It's like you're just gonna mow through everything. So
what if they release the 2010 version of this game, just called Aliens? You're fucked.
Yeah, maybe. Some of the atmospheric stuff is really good. Like some of the environment stuff, with the lighting is not bad. The graphics overall, they hide a lot of shitty graphics with the lighting, but
like Turok. With fog.
Yeah,
it's the new Turok.
Is this the new Turok?
Is this the new Turok? Yeah.
No, but it looks like the Aliens movie.
So nice.
It looks like the Aliens movie. It really does. Like, so if you're just like, I, that's, I don't care what the game is. I just want
more
aliens.
You remember the shitty character animation in the Aliens movie? That was my favorite part.
That was awful.
I did have, I was playing earlier, and I don't know if Dean's in the chat, so he saw it. I think, no, it was Nilmar saw it. One of the Marines started doing the stanky leg. For no reason. It was just a quiet scene. I was just looking at his legs, and it went stanky. But I think the co-op's gonna be fun on the hardest difficulty. If we start drinking more now.
Oh, that's what we learned.
It also has multiplayer that I haven't touched. I've seen some of it, and some of those modes look okay, except they really limited some of the player count stuff. 4-on-4 for almost everything, except for like the generic deathmatch shit.
It is only ever 4 aliens in a command.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and they have like a survivor mode.
They don't use numbers. That's stupid. That would be dumb. That'd be a waste of aliens.
There's like a survivor mode, but it's 4-on-4, and there's no bots. They said. I haven't confirmed that unless they lied. There's no bots. Also, there's a horde mode. You know, like hold on against like just a horde of AI aliens. Coming later as DLC. So,
sounds palatable.
I know. But you know, there's just but the pulse rifle sounds really good. You know, and all the music from the movies in the game
sounds amazing.
All the music from the movies in the game,
and it's canon.
Wait, all of it, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even that track.
Here's my concern that you guys are going to have a lot of fun tonight, but you're going to not know why you're having fun.
Oh,
you're going to say you had fun. It's all goofs. It'll be all
goofs.
That's
fine.
And you'll say, "That wasn't too bad."
We will make the best of.
We will. What absolutely. Happened.
No. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, just don't forget. It's probably not a good game.
On the IGN stream where they had last week, where they had I was the community manager, I don't know, but somebody from Gearbox on, and they were showing off the single player, and they said, yeah, we got four player drop in, drop out co-op, and you know, it's great. And they said, you really increase the number of aliens when you increase the number of players? No, we don't do that. So I don't know. It could be really easy. But we're gonna do it on the hardest difficulty. So hopefully people will die sometimes.
I will. Well, am I the only one that hasn't played?
Yeah. But I gotta say, I thought one of the guys we're gonna play with tonight. I thought he was playing earlier, and I think he really was enjoying it.
That's nice.
I think it was like because the only thing he said, he didn't bitch about it at all. But we didn't talk. It was just like a couple little sentences in Steam chat.
You guys want some pro tips? Because Matthew gave it to me.
Yeah.
Matthew said that he saw that you could just run through the levels. You don't even have to shoot the aliens.
Yeah, you can just run past everything. Someone did a pacifist.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah, pacifist.
I haven't seen the video yet, but
is that an achievement or is that?
Yeah.
You know what's bad?
Oh no, I was wrong. Oh. It was Michael Dean, and he said that he was talking about O'Neill, your buddy, being worthless. I'm sorry, there was no praise.
You know what's bad? If you can do a pacifist run and they don't give you an achievement for it. They didn't design for that.
We're going to have fun. Watch the stream. Well, if you're on the live chat, if you're listening to this, go watch the archive. and you'll find
out. It's not fun to watch good games. You get too engrossed in them. Sometimes it's really good to have really shitty games. You either have co-op or shitty games.
I will say this.
Absolutely.
I think everybody I know only paid $30 for this game because Green Man Gaming had that cool sale. So, and Get Games Go had one too. So,
$30.
I mean, sure. $30.
From what
that's
I'm hearing,
worth trying.
You know,
so, you know, we'll try it out.
If you can get that at half off and get $15, we might have.
I bet you I finish this campaign.
I bet you do too.
And I bet I play some multiplayer more than one session.
I bet.
So, whatever that says about me, that's okay.
I do not doubt your,
that's okay.
Your aliens connection, but.
I'll take it.
We have another writer on the site that I'm actually worried about his well-being because of this game.
Yeah, Gifford might.
So
I'm really worried about him, and I'm so far away from him. There's not much I can do. How much is this game going to cost during the Steam Summer Sale?
75 cents.
It'll be part of the... Never mind, I'm not going to say that.
No. Don't do it.
I like Gearbox. I hope they find their way.
I want to watch it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not, and you know what? I'm setting your expectations low so you can be pleasantly surprised. Hopefully, maybe.
Again, he's trying to sell me. I'm playing for a couple hours with him right now.
You already sold. You can't, it's on Twitter and shit. You can't not do it.
You can't leave. The door just locked in a menacing way behind you.
You know, you'll play, I'll go back to playing
What?
Path of Exile. Because, yeah,
oh, Ethan. Are you really into that?
Dude, what the fuck? All I keep thinking is like, I don't know if it's just, okay, I mean, after playing Diablo and Torchlight last year, I thought I was just done, and the fact that I'm enjoying this game, I didn't expect it, and I don't, and maybe it's because of, I just feel like this is the Diablo atmosphere I wanted. I don't, that's the only way, that's what's really sticking with me. Like, granted, it really wouldn't make sense for Diablo, but it's just like, it's enough of a different setting and weird enemies, and it's the skill system that should paralyze me, who hates too many options and not being able to plan out my build from the get-go, and you can't do that with the amount of options they give you. I just laughed at the skill tree. That's what, like, when I opened up the first time, I was like, hey, you've got a point. Okay, what am I going to put this in? And just that giant, like, map that reminds me of the talents from Final Fantasy X for some reason. Like, all these orbs that I can fill in. I just laughed at it. I was like, I don't know what the fuck any of this is. I'm just going to...
gigantic.
So I'm just going one at a time, and I'm sure I'm screwing it up, but I'm having fun with it.
I have a question. I actually need some help. Where do I go when I spawn at the beginning of the game?
What do you mean, where do you go?
Where do I go?
Beach.
I walked around for like 15 minutes, and
then you missed the entrance to the town.
Okay, I must have done that.
You just walked straight down the beach.
I didn't do that.
There is a lot of the... It comes up on your map. If you bring up your map, there's an orange. There should be an orange mark on the map of where doors are to the next stage.
Okay,
and because some of them, like, you can actually walk through it, but you have to like literally highlight the entrance to choose. Oh, I'm going to move to the next area, which is the town. So, did you kill Kratos?
Kratos,
the giant, the first elite enemy in the opening beach area. Did you kill a really tall dude?
Maybe, I don't know. It wasn't a memorable 15 minutes.
He pulled a sword out of his back.
Hater.
I didn't give it a chance. I didn't give it. I'm gonna go back to it. It was just like, where do I go? And then I'm gonna do something else. Really excited for Marvel Heroes.
Yeah,
looking good. Away. They're doing a thing for Valentine's Day.
That's free to play too, right?
Yeah, but they're doing and so they have got everyone that does free to play now has like their founder packs, so you can spend like, you know, 10 or 20 or 60 bucks or whatever and like buy in. Although only the $200 package gets you into the beta now, so you can't buy your way into the beta yet with the lower ones. But on like Valentine's Day, they're doing a thing where you can, if you just buy the basic premium packs, I think they're 10 bucks or something. You get Cyclops and Jean Grey for free. So just, it's kind of nice.
Do like a free Jean Grey.
Cyclops, dude. He's going to be fun. He's going to shoot eye beams. He's going to kill everything.
You're not going to sell him with Cyclops.
You know what? I can get behind that.
Eye beams?
Eye beams. I can get behind that.
That's why I came at you with eye beams, not like real leadership.
Leadership.
battle strat. Unparalleled battle strategy.
If we had played a word association game right there, if we had someone said Cyclops, both you and I would have said leadership.
I love Cyclops.
I hate Cyclops.
I'm indifferent to Cyclops.
And there are your thoughts on Cyclops.
We just got tentacle suited by the chat. Can we go play some aliens now?
Let's play some aliens. So we'll take the stream down for a little bit, hang out and chat while we get set up for Aliens Colonial Marines, and say goodbye to Ethan. Who I'm sure will be convinced to play this game after we finish.
Absolutely.
Thanks for hanging out, everybody. We'll see you in game.